You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford after the tease of the year. I ask you now, Dino and Matt Wilhelmin, I hope you didn't look it up and cheat.
No.
Please name the one Cleveland Brown who was named a first-team performer on the Pro Football Focus midseason All-Pro team.
Go ahead, Dino.
Big play gear.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to go with Joe Thomas.
No. Okay. Neither Joe Thomas nor big play gear made first or second team. Travis Benjamin makes the second team as a punt returner. He is the second team punt returner behind Jarvis Landry.
Okay, so the first team.
First team is still unknown.
First team, that is correct.
Okay, I'm going to go with K1 Williams, first team.
No, the first team slot corner is Chris Harris Jr. of the Broncos. Second team slot corner is Captain Munnerlin of the Minnesota Vikings.
Alex Mack?
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Do you watch the games on Sunday?
I have been. That's
Alex Mack is not. The center is Ryan Khalil of the Panthers. Second team, Travis Frederick of the Cowboys.
Okay. We've already made our get. Offense or defense?
Offense.
Offense. Duke Johnson.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say Duke Johnson.
No, come on.
Not first team.
Le'Veon Bell, first team. Right. Devontae Freeman, second team.
You guessed Thomas. I guessed Mack. I guess Barnage.
Is it Mitchell Schwartz?
Yeah, is it Mitchell Schwartz?
Mitchell Schwartz. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Mitchell Schwartz, first team, all-pro, midseason all-pro, Pro Football Focus.
Wow.
Tyron Smith is the left tackle. Mitchell Schwartz is the right tackle. On the second team, it's Terron Armstead of the Saints, Ryan Schrader. And here's the write-up. They say, as abundant in talent as the left tackle market is right now, the right tackle one is devoid of it. It almost makes you understand why only left tackles get voted to end-of-season awards. Smith wins out, and guys like Joe Thomas and Andrew Whitworth can feel a bit slighted not to make the second team. On the right side, Schwartz has had some ups and downs, but is the best of the bunch. And we know Mitchell Schwartz, free agent at the end of the year, and this is a guy that I think the Browns will find a way to lock up.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. Mitchell Schwartz. How about it? Mitchell Schwartz.
Would not have guessed. Yeah, obviously would not have guessed that. Good for him.
It is good for him. And he was having a fantastic season. I think he got a little bit, had a hiccup again in the Rams game.
Yes.
But he played very well against Denver. He played well against Arizona. Had the hiccup in the Rams game. And then against Cincinnati, I thought, for the most part, did a good job. That was a tough one, though, because a lot of times, especially in that game, and this is something you see with Johnny, and you see with Josh McCown at times, too, because he is prone to holding the football, that sometimes some of these pressures that you see come from the amount of time that they are holding the football. And I think with Johnny Manziel in particular in that game, that was key. And when you say, well, what do you mean by that? Nobody in the National Football League holds the ball longer on average than Johnny Manziel, 3.2 seconds to throw. That's a full second more than Tom Brady, who's getting the ball out 2.18. A full second a play, 2.18. So that's part of it there with Johnny Manziel. He typically takes 4.8 seconds before he scrambles. And so that's a little bit of a difference for this offensive line. So when you keep their pressure stats in mind, that's a little bit different. Something to think about. Andy Dalton on the other end of the spectrum, 2.35. The guys who are at the bottom of the league, or in terms of the quickest to get rid of it, Brady, Rivers, Peyton, Dalton, Derek Carr, Eli Manning, Carson Palmer. Those are your quickest guys with the ball out of their hands. Your slowest, Johnny Manziel, Tyrod Taylor, Russell Wilson. This year, Aaron Rodgers, he's usually a little quicker, but he's been running for his life there. Theodore Bridgewater running for his life a lot behind Minnesota's line. Andrew Luck, Jameis Winston. Those are your top seven. So interesting to see how that breaks down. But
that list at the top is pretty.
There are some good quarterbacks in there, but they all have significantly more mobility, by the way, than the ones at the bottom of
correct.
The list. They're guys who are going to scramble. They're not afraid to run the football and when plays break down. Whereas the guys at the bottom, Brady's not running anywhere. Rivers isn't running anywhere. Peyton Manning's not running anywhere.
Eli's not running anywhere.
Carson Palmer's
not running anywhere.
Maybe Dalton and Kerr Carr are the best athletes down there, but we're not talking about guys who are running for more than 10 yards a game. All right, that'll do it for us today. Again, congrats to Mitchell
Schwartz. Let's get out on time, bro.
We're going to.
Stop rambling.
Maybe it'll fuel the fire for charity. I feel like Charity's lost so much momentum. A sad day for Charity's in Northeast Ohio. For the kids. Anyway, for our producer, Dave Dina Talley, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Oh. I did it as fast as I can.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.